Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Ruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines. I'm your host, Jay Ruga. We're protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. And where are we protecting the Filipino family from now? This subject is near and dear to my heart dahil ito ang bagong natapik ngayon ng malamidas touch ng kung tawagin natin ay woke mind virus. Ano ba yung Midas touch? Si King Maida sa story, kahit na anong mahawakan niya, nagtuturn into gold. So, ginagamit ngayon yung Midas touch into something na kapag nahawakan ng tao itong bagay nito, magiging siyang marketable. Pero ang woke mind virus, is a reverse Midas touch. Lahat ng mga nahawakan nito ay nabubulok, nagrarot. Ang prime example is the movie industry, pati yung TV industry na rin. Kung mapapansin niyo, yung Marvel Cinematic Universe is a very marketable movie franchise until maging woke sila post-pandemic nung phase 4. And mula noon ay isa-isa nang nagpa-flop ang movies na. And we can say this to the whole of Disney. Medyo nag-struggle ngayon Disney. Last year, halos wala silang pumasok sa $1 billion mark sa mga rinilis nilang pelikula. Ito ngayon, yung pag-usapan natin is near and dear to my heart because this is about video games. And I have been a gamer since I was a kid. Mula pa nung family computer hanggang sa ngayon. Naglalaro pa rin ako ng PlayStation 5. Yes, I'm an overgrown kid in this shell of mine. Pero may recent trend akong napansin when it comes to gaming. Every now and then, makakakita ka ng lesbian characters. And subtle nilang ipapasok ito. Biglang may makakausap kang NPC, non-playable character, tapos mag-refer siya dun sa kung babae ito, magre-refer siya na dun sa wife niya. Sabi niya, oh yeah, me and my wife have been baking cookies or something like that. Sobrang random na pahapyaw. And 100% ng mga games na nalaro ko recently ay may ganun. Alan Wake 2, yung Harry Potter, Hogwarts Legacy, Gotham Knights, I think sa mga Spider-Man games, meron din. And magtataka ka. The thing about games is, I think kaya hindi siya nagpa-flop gaya ng movies and TV shows. Because games is either a good game or not. Either you like the gameplay or you don't like the gameplay. Kaya kung mag-inject sila ng ilang mga woke propaganda, minsan na-overlook ng character. Most of the time, actually, na-overlook ng character. Kasi it's either you enjoy playing this game or you don't enjoy playing this game. And a good game is a good game regardless kung meron siyang konting woke ideology. Unlike sa movies, sometimes sa movies kung ininjecta nila ng woke ideology, malaki ang epekto sa plot ng movie. When it comes to games, I think natotolerate ng mga right-wing gamers ang mga ito because it's either a good game or a bad game. Pero, that's for some games. May mga ilang games na sobrang bad na that nung ininjecta nila ng woke ideology ay hindi na nagustuhan ng gamers. Ang example nito is yung Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, wherein dito, pinatay ni Harley Quinn. Spoiler alert sa mga gustong maglaro nun. Pero makikita din naman natin sa buong internet kung ano na yung nangyayari sa story. Pinatay ni Harley Quinn si Batman that para sa game na ito embodies the whole patriarchy. So, si Batman, he embodies toxic masculinity. Binaril ni Harley Quinn, point blank. And yon patay. si Batman dito has been the Batman that we love from the Arkham franchises. Pinatay lang nila unceremoniously si Batman. Si Kevin Conroy. Kevin Conroy, yung voice ni Batman dito. The iconic voice of Batman. Ganun ang ending niya dito sa game na ito. And maraming mga players who wanted to refund their purchase of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Ngayon, bakit may mga woke indoctrination ang mga games na ito? I discovered na meron palang company na nagwo-wokeify ng mga games. And this company is called Sweet Baby Inc. Wala siyang kinalaman dun sa Sweet Baby Gang ni Matt Walsh. Itong company na to, Sweet Baby Inc., practically, kapag may game na gawa na, dinadaan nila dito sa Sweet Baby Inc., parang imagine mo may manufacturing line, then this company, winowokeify niya ang game na ito, lalagyan niya ng environmentalism, feminism, LGBTQ+ ideology, white supremacy stuff, etc., etc. Nung Suicide Squad, minamarket pa lang ito, duman din ito sa Sweet Baby Inc. And ang ilan sa mga effect ay makakita ka ng mala Greta Thunberg na Poison Ivy. Sa mga nakakilala kay Poison Ivy, very feminine itong character na ito. Pero dito sa Suicide Squad, mala Greta Thunberg siya. She's annoying as heck. And ito ang company na ito, Sweet Baby Inc. And I would like to share a video from their CEO. So this is from a conference, Game Developers Conference. So ito yung sinabi ng kanilang CEO. Let's watch it together.
And if you're in development and you are part of like that dominant voice, you're like a cis hetero white dude or just adjacent to that, do not wait until the end to call your consultants. Bring them in at the beginning and instead of asking them, hey, is this very racist thing we did very racist? Or is this deeply offensive thing we did deeply offensive? Are you hurt by it? Ask them what they want to see. Like ask them what would thrill them, what would bring them joy. And if you have a team lead, put that request to them very, very early. If you're a creative working in AAA, which I did for many, many years, put this stuff up to your higher-ups. And if they don't see the value in what you're asking for when you ask for consultants, when you ask for research, go have a coffee with your marketing team and just terrify them with the possibility of what's going to happen if they don't give you what you want.
Terrify them. Yun ang message. And ganito naman talaga ang whole agenda ng DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Alam niyo kung paano kumalat ang DEI? It is through the efforts ng mga higher-ups na woke, like sina Klaus Schwab, sina Larry Fink, yung mga nag-handle ng investors. And pinupush nila ang ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance by practically blackmailing companies na kung hindi nyo susundin to, kung hindi nyo patataasin ang ESG scores nyo, ay we can direct the investors na wag mag-invest sa company nyo. So it's practically a blackmail. And dito sinasabi ng CEO ng Sweet Baby Inc. na kung hindi sumunod dun sa gusto natin, ang company, ang gaming company, ang game developer na ating kausap, terrify them. And ganyan mag-operate ang kalaban. They don't play by the rules. Kaya yan ang mapapansin natin dito. Hindi, we're not playing on an even playing field. Ang kalaban natin, the woke left and the evil one who controls the woke left. They do everything para kumalat ang ideology nila. They resort to cheating. Gumagamit sila ng cheat code. And this time, nadinig natin, they resort to blackmail. Itong CEO ng Sweet Baby Inc. sa simula pa lang nung video na pinakita ko, makikita niyo na yung pagiging woke niya. Gumagamit siya ng buzzwords. If you're talking to a cis, hetero, white male, achuchuchu, achuchuchu, then, well, ayun. Guys, what do you think? Medyo, it's scary. This ideology, it seems like it's getting its grasp in every corner of our life. Kaya parents, the moral lesson here is to grab hold of your kids. And kung anuman ang pinapanood, linalaro ng mga anak nyo, iscreen nyo, aralin nyo, tignan nyo kung may anything woke. Sa mga gamers, kung talagang pangit yung game at maiwasan naman, huwag nyo nang laruin. Medyo mahirap pagdating sa gaming eh, because, yun nga, sabi ko, it's either a good game or a bad game. And sometimes yung wokeness niya, makikita mo na lang sa gitna. Linalaro mo na, nabili mo na, then makikita mo na lang may ganitong character. So, maging mapagmatsyag, and I don't know. Actually, hindi ko alam ang gagawin sa video games. Because sa movies, ang daling wag panoorin yung movies. Perhaps, what I can say is, maging maingat na lang. And I think, aside sa pag-video games, do something else. Read books. Limit natin ang video games. But, for now, maging mapagmatsyag, protect your family. Because the only way to take back the culture is to pass your faith and your values to your kids. Okay, this has been another episode of the Jay Aruga Show. Thanks for listening. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Jay Aruga of the Jay Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.